BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily. On it, innuendo bingo with Louisa, the runner-up on The Apprentice. She's the one that didn't win. She got so wet and then had to go to an important meeting with her investors, y'all. We love the town crier off of The Royal Baby, even though he got it slightly wrong, and we revisit some other blunders from years gone by. Chris has taken some inspiration from Derren Brown and Charlie Sloth for Real or No Real.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris has just done his normal thing of going, nothing to see here, I'm just getting changed, drawing attention to the fact that he's taking his trousers off.
Well, no, you've got to say these things. It's
nothing to
safety,
see.
Isn't it?
Nothing here, girls. Nothing to see here.
But, and boys, I'm just saying, no one... Just avert your...
Don't need to say it, though. Just get changed quietly, and then you're drawing more attention to yourself, which I think is your idea. That's what you want.
Well, no, it's like a disclaimer, isn't it?
And there really is nothing to see there, is there?
No, I'm saying...
Nothing to see there.
No, I'm just saying...
Have you got your bingo trousers on now?
No, I'm just saying, carry on with what you're doing. Anyway.
Are they on?
I'm ready for her.
New pants?
Well, no, because I need the new pants afterwards.
All right,
well,
so
I'm not,
but you bought
on
some
pants
in.
For beforehand.
Why? All right, not you don't wear lucky pants for it or anything.
what would you need lucky pants for?
I don't know.
That's so weird. Who has lucky pants, by the way?
I think people still have that.
Is that a thing?
I think it's still on. I think people have it for like nights out.
No, I'm fascinated by this.
No, yeah. Last time I pulled in these, so I'm going out tonight. Got me lucky pants on. Still happens. I'm convinced of it.
But the lucky pants situation, right?
Right. I bet people have. If you've ever had lucky pants, or you've got them on now, or you're going to wear some at the weekend, let me know. I bet they'll have loads.
But then do you have to specially put, like, you know, just leave them for the week? It's like, I won't wear those pants because I don't need to be lucky today.
Yeah, yeah. No, they often sit in a special drawer. Or you wash them and they're like, right, put them there for the weekend.
But if you only ever use them at the weekend, why don't you chance your luck in the week? Put the lucky pants. If it's all about the pants, put them on in the week.
Or wear them all the time.
Well, yeah, if they're that lucky.
Yeah.
Don't just save them for the weekend.
Yeah.
Lucky pants, though.
Bet we'll have loads. Oh, here we go. The plastic sheeting's arrived.
Yeah.
Almost time for bingo. So where were you when you heard the news?
The what news?
What do you mean, what news?
Oh, the baby.
Yes.
I was just at home, to be honest, and I saw it on Twitter.
I was enjoying the Kardashians on the E! Channel, where they interrupted it and went, there's a royal baby on E!
Really?
I didn't think that would happen. Yeah, they had a live reporter, and they interrupted the episode I was watching of Kardashians.
I think it was quite exciting the moment it was announced, clearly, because, I mean, I moved over to the BBC News Channel at that point.
I mean, of course, so did I. I was enjoying all the people on the news waving to the camera.
Yeah. Did you enjoy the easel bit? That was good, wasn't
it? I liked the easel a lot. That was good. I enjoy all the people, we've talked about this before, taking pictures of the Lindo wing with their tablet.
Is it bad? I really want to get a picture by the Lindo wing now.
I think I've actually been to the Lindo wing.
Have you?
Yes, I think I have.
Why would you have gone there?
Just for a checkup. The people taking pictures on their tablets, that annoys me. Get a camera. And also you're taking a picture of nothing. And now let's talk about the town crier that turned up. Who was that and what was
Incredible.
He doing there?
Incredible. Now, was he booked to
I don't
be
think
there?
So. Because I put on Twitter last night, is this town crier for real? Is he actually a stripper? Because once he'd gone like, whatever he was saying, I just thought, this has got to be a joke. That, like, he's got to be some kind of act. Something else is going to happen. He's going to do, like, Full Monty or something.
I'm absolutely gutted I didn't think of... If I knew that this kind of thing happened...
I didn't expect
it. How did he get access? He was in front of all of those cameras.
Just standing outside a hospital. But I thought it was a joke. It can't be real. But then I was getting tweets from people going, oi, careful what you say. He's from Chelmsford and he's my uncle. Now, is he a real thing? Was he asked to be there?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's happening now. It's innuendo bingo.
It's time to make another celebrity wet.
Yeah.
This is innuendo bingo.
And it is time for... Louisa off The Apprentice playing bingo. Hello, my love.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you too. I'm really nervous.
Don't be nervous. It's all going to be
I'm
absolutely
gonna get
fine.
So wet. Oh,
now,
God.
Just before The Apprentice final the other day, You grabbed me and we had a little photo together, didn't we?
We did.
That was a sweet moment.
I know. I love you, Scott.
Oh, you've been a fan of Radio 1 for ages, haven't you?
I love Radio 1. And, like, I've been here twice now. I've just met Greg James. I slapped him, though, because he's, like, slagged me off a bit, so I had to be put in his place.
I wouldn't mess
with
you.
And I met Chris Moyles yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Or the day before in Primrose.
Not here, I presume?
Not here.
Good, okay. What, were you just walking around, was he?
I was walking around Primrose Hill and he was there and he grabbed me. He looks great, you know.
He's lost a lot of weight.
I didn't recognise him. I don't recognise anyone, I'm really useless. But I was like, he came up to me and I was like, hi. And then it clicked and I was like, oh my God, you've lost loads of weight.
He's half the man he used to be.
He's half the man he used to be.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, I know you've been listening to this show for a while. You know all about Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah, I love it.
And now you get a chance to play. Now, Louisa just said that after this, because you are going to get wet, and I hope you give as good as you get.
I will.
After this, you're going for a meeting with your investors.
Yeah.
Is this a good idea?
I know, but I brought a change of clothes, and I'll just touch on my makeup and go with wet hair.
So it's going.
They know I'm crazy anyway. They like that I'm crazy.
Okay. Mm. So it's going well after last week then?
It's going brilliantly. I pitched for investment like hours after the final. And I got it. I got 16 investors on board. So I'm a happy girl. And it means I can come here and do fun stuff like this.
Yes, you can. Okay,
being
Louisa,
a loser's not that bad.
It's all right.
Why don't you get Scott to invest in you?
Have you got any money though? I don't think you earn that much, do you,
babe? Absolutely not, babe. Not enough for you.
Probably not.
Blooming high flyers having their meetings in fancy London restaurants. Not for me. No. I'm not on your level.
Oh,
I bet you've got some top, like, some proper rich people on board, haven't you?
Yeah, they're all what we call high net worth angel investors.
Yeah, I'm out.
Okay. Wrong show.
Oh, yeah. Innuendo Bingo works like this. There is a no hands rule, Louisa. So if you do find something funny, you can't use your hands to stop the flood of water. Not that I think you would, really.
I'm going for it.
Also, make sure you fill your cheeks fully. They need to be full because a couple of the new people that play it, they don't put enough in their mouth. And I think that
I can fit
better.
A lot in my mouth. We'll be fine.
Okay, good. And so we're ready to play, I think. Are we ready?
Right, you ready?
Make sure you get on the cameras now.
BBC.co.uk/Radio 1.
Let Innuendo Bingo begin with Louisa of The Apprentice and Chris. Okay. Got some good ones today. If you're watching, let us know. Ross and Jordan from Stoke are watching Bingo for the first time ever on their phone. Tavi in Manchester is just off to the beach in Blackpool is going to watch. George, who's wearing his lucky pants right now. We talked about them earlier. Maybe he just puts them on every week for Innuendo Bingo. No hands, Louisa. If it floods out, it floods out. There is a bin there. I urge you to both have eye contact with each other also.
It's cold, isn't it?
It's cold water. Okay. Oh, already she's gone.
Okay.
Already. Good spray.
I'm really sorry.
Really good spray. Don't apologise.
Your face.
That's the game.
What
do you mean you're laughing?
Your face.
Okay, good.
Oh, right. No, I know, you're going to hate me.
No, it's all fine. That's the idea
Stop
of the game.
Stop making me laugh, though, OK?
I'm not doing
funny.
It. I didn't say anything.
It's your face.
What do you want
Your face
to
is
do?
Funny. OK.
OK, good, right.
So, here we go. And first of all, fill your cheeks on The Apprentice on BBC One. And someone's had a nice time in the boardroom.
You don't like corporate world. Well, I honestly thought I would go. Yeah. Gave me a good drilling.
Yeah. I meant grilling.
Good drilling.
Good drilling there by Sir, not Lord Sugar. It was called Miss Sir. Apologies.
Oh my God, I'm so wet.
Were you scared of Lord Sugar?
Sorry.
Were you scared of him?
No, he's not actually that scary.
Oh.
You don't follow him on Twitter anymore, though.
I don't. I don't think I've ever followed him.
No.
I think also he can't see my Twitter.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. He's awesome. Blocked you?
No.
Oh, okay. Don't worry.
Okay. So that was a nice and wet one to start with. Over to come dine with me. Over to come dine with me now. Fill your cheeks. And this contestant is trying to avoid an embarrassing incident occurring in front of the cameras.
If the flaps are securely closed, you could end up with a bit of beef hanging out.
It's always a problem.
You could end up with a bit of beef hanging out.
Oh my god.
Thank you to Faye in Cambridge for that. It's getting wet in here now.
I think you scratched my eyeballs with the water.
Really? Just with the force of the spray.
Ow!
Yeah. I got scratched eyeballs.
Okay.
Well, look at my lap. I mean, this
is... you're really wet.
Natalie in London's watching. Also, Greg in Oxford is watching. Okay, our first visit to the Open Golf at Murrayfield now. And we've got Peter Alice here, full of admiration for Tiger Woods.
His setup is so smooth. His hands look good on the shaft too, don't they?
Oh no, Louise, you're so wet. Ben in Newcastle spotted that one.
His hands look good on the shaft too, don't they?
Yeah.
Good job, I didn't put a fake tan on this morning.
Mm. Okay. Over to Five Live Breakfast now.
It's going to be a wet one. Gave me a good drilling.
That was unexpected.
Sorry. I won't do it again.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so more water. Wow, you're so wet in here right now. Okay, over to... Yes, Five Live Breakfast, and this presenter has prepared thoroughly for her next interview.
Philip, thank you very much indeed for your time. Philip Breckner, director of travel company Discover Egypt.
I've been lubricating my lips in honour of our next guest.
She's silly.
Oh, snorting's on.
I've been lubricating my lips in honour of our next guest.
Yeah.
Wow. This is brilliant.
It's good, isn't it?
Do we put that in there?
Yeah.
It's a lifetime dream come true. Okay.
It's a bit cold now, isn't it?
A little bit cold.
Oh. You all right?
Yeah.
Hello, Grant in Portsmouth is watching for the first time. Georgia in Kent also watching for the first time. Okay, over to BBC Two's What to Eat now. And some top tips here on how to handle a pie.
It's that noise you're making.
Oh.
What noise?
It's like a dinosaur or something.
What noise is it?
What noise? I'm trying to hold it in.
Okay, here we go. So some top tips on how to handle a pie from BBC Two's What to Eat Now.
Put the fingers there, push that finger in, and then take this finger to the next hole.
Sophie emailed that one. Thank you. If you've got any more, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now, Laura in North Holt was watching Let's Do Lunch the other day. Water?
Yep.
I was really surprised that they showed this kind of thing on lunchtime TV.
Right, who wants to taste Gino salmon? Put your hands up.
Open your mouth, I'm coming.
Oh my God. Gino DeCampo there.
Ridiculous.
Open your mouth, I'm coming.
Thank you.
I need water.
More water, please.
I've got loads of that. Are you alright, Louisa?
You could end up with a bit of beef hanging out.
No, it's all fine. What happened?
It was
okay.
Oh my god, Chris. Look what you've done to me.
So wet. I hope you're watching this on the website.
Look, you're just spraying everywhere. It's like a controller. It's a little dribble constantly coming.
Okay.
It's because your face.
Okay, back to this time last year now, and Reggie Yates, looking forward to having a lovely day at Radio 1's Hackney Weekend.
There is a lot of scantily clad ladies all asking to see you, Mr. K, so today could be a good day for fanage.
Talking about the fans there, of course. Big weekend. Okay.
Oh, God.
It's still happening. Oh, wow. I hope your investors understand.
Oh, God. Not am I going to say?
Just say it was raining.
Yeah, there's big downpours today. Just say you got caught in a storm. Back to the golf now. And Peter Alice, once again, getting a little bit distracted from the action on the golf course.
When I try and do the long lick...
We haven't even got to the end of it.
All right, do you need some more?
Yeah. Yep. That's so cold. Why is it such cold?
It's bracing.
Oh, I've just hoped it would have been warm.
Okay. Over to Peter Alice on the golf.
When I try and do the long lick, something messy always happens.
Peter, they're having some bother with an ice cream. Alan in the New Forest spotted that one.
Oh, good old Alan.
Nice new shorts.
Okay. Have you got a change of clothes?
I've got spare pants.
Okay. Sit here, Nate.
We're on the radio.
Oh, sorry.
Next to... Next to Carol Kirkwood on BBC Breakfast last week. Now, I know there was a heat wave on, but I think Carol might have been wearing an outfit that was a little bit too revealing.
What a great vantage point you've got there, Carol. Have you had a chance to sort of wave to people out over the balcony?
I've even had my photograph taken from down below in Fiji.
Still one of my favourites. Oh,
I've got geese.
Carol.
I've even had my photograph taken from down below and...
OK, over to the hungry sailors now. Water, please. Oh.
That lady that's with you is looking slightly concerned about your next meeting, I think.
I think she's fine. Get a hairdryer on it. Bye. You know... God. Now there's not even any clips. It's just people spitting water. Ready?
That was it. I need more.
Some more water, please.
Yeah.
It's a free-for-all. Oh, my word. Come on, kids. You know Dick Strawbridge? Right. Dick Strawbridge. Dick has clearly made an impression on his companion, Giles.
I'm after some meat, and Giles has recommended his pork.
Emma in Worthing saw that one. All fine. Over to EastEnders now, and Kat explaining why Jean is so popular with the men of Albert Square.
You'll see the Jean that we all see. Funny, caring, and can do things with a sausage that most men will be petrified of.
Danny spotted that one. Any more? Send them to my email. Ready? Not long now. You know Dick Strawbridge?
Out. Yeah. Do you know how many cups of water we've gone through?
Here we
is
go.
This more than normal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is this excessive wetted?
It certainly is. More water?
You have to have dry potatoes for roasting. But before I can pop them in the oven, I need to whip my beef out.
Oh no! Absolute soaking is going on. One more.
One more.
This is possibly the best one ever. Everyone's damp. And finally, a startling incident over on Come Dine With Me.
Oh, God, a bunch of flies have just flown out of my cabbage. Oh, flying out.
No one wants that. OK, so that was Tuesday's Innuendo Bingo. Good luck with your meetings.
Thanks.
Sorry, Louisa, this honestly the wettest one we've done, I think. Oh, wow.
You're all right.
Yeah.
Good work, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching on the Radio 1 website. That was Innuendo Bingo. Thank you, Louisa. That's brilliant. Thank you.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That wasn't very fair at the end, was it? I had a picture taken with Chris and Louisa for the website. And I try not to get wet, so I kind of just stand next to them with my arm vaguely around them. And then Louisa rubbed her whole body on mine.
Yeah, and then we had a nice group hug.
She loves it. I've now got a bosom print on my T-shirt.
I've noticed, yeah, because, well, yeah.
Quite a body rub that was.
There's an increasing demand, I think, every time these videos go up now, though, that it is getting so ridiculous. People want to know when you're going
to
do it.
I would like to do it. I think it just has to be the right moment. I think if we play together, that's kind of like, meh. I think we need someone like a massive star. I only play with a massive star, darling. No, but you know what I mean.
I think it needs to be like, I don't even know if it's that. It needs to be some kind of momentous event, doesn't it? And it maybe outside or something, or on a stage, or I don't know, maybe something.
Maybe
like,
we make it bigger.
I don't know
somehow.
Do we know anyone who works at, say, the can we... We wouldn't fill the O2 with people wanting to watch. Is this a new sport?
I don't think we would, to be honest. I kind of climbed over it the other day. It's quite big, especially when you see it from down below. I don't think we'd fill the O2.
Did you fill the
maybe
awkward,
an arena?
That awkward thing afterwards, though, where you are both standing there completely dripping wet and she sort of has to walk out.
Yeah, so, enjoy your meetings.
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck with your investors. They won't invest.
And then she just sort of had to kind of waddle away.
Yeah, and I mean, she's a real mess right now. So that was Louisa from The Apprentice. Video up soon on YouTube, on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. This is good. Alex has got it right. So he's just sent me a picture on my Twitter. He's got work on one screen, innuendo bingo on the other screen.
Oh, yes.
There's a couple of PR agencies that are listening, and they're sending me pictures. They've actually wired it up to their TV so they can watch innuendo bingo on their TV. They just put their tablet through the TV. It's really
good. Oh, cool.
Very good. Elliot's face hurts from innuendo bingo. Will Davis crying with laughter at today's bingo. Get Louisa on again. One of the best ever. Excessive wettage, says Jenna on Twitter. We'll do it all again on Thursday. Hey, guess what happened on Friday on the cricket?
What do you mean? You were watching the cricket?
I wasn't, but some people told me about this. You know Jonathan Agnew?
Yeah, hero.
Legend. This happened on the cricket. On the radio.
The right place in the last over. That's outside the office.
I tell you who I bumped into last night for the first time. Grimmers. Nick Grimshaw from Radio 1.
Yes, I saw this
name. He's interested in cricket.
Is he?
Yeah, I think he's quite interested in the day out.
He's the new breakfast man.
That's
isn't he?
Him, yeah. Good banter.
Is it?
Thinks his listeners might want to know more about the game.
Definitely. Well, I appeared on that Chris Moyles programme a few times.
Mm.
Felt very trendy. The only time I appear on Radio 1 now is that innuendo bingo thing.
Yeah.
Which is quite fun. Scott Mills, isn't it? In comes Anderson, bowls outside the off stump, and there's no stroke.
It just goes straight from talking about me and innuendo bingo into in comes Anderson. Yeah. What a pro.
I like that they both pretend that it's like each one is saying something they expect, like they're having to explain it for the first time, like they shouldn't really know as much as they do about Radio 1.
And yeah, they're kind of like, oh, sorry about this, but I know about Radio 1. Do you?
Yeah. Or it's like, we really don't know that.
I don't know. I obviously don't listen myself. I felt quite trendy. Cricket. Cucumber sandwiches. Have a cup of tea. Radio 1. Oh, trendy. Anyway, so, Aggers, yes, please come on and play bingo. That would be awesome. Let me play that clip again. No, that's best song ever. That's next. Let's hear it again.
The only time I appear on Radio 1 now is that innuendo bingo thing,
yeah.
Which is quite fun. Scott Mills, isn't it? In comes Anderson, bowls outside the off stump, and there's no stroke.
Love him. If you know about cricket, you'll know about Aggers. So we emailed Jonathan inviting him to play innuendo bingo. We've got a two-line email. It's not big, but he has accepted. And Aggers is
on. Oh, fantastic. Here we go.
Jonathan Agnew is going to play innuendo bingo. What a legend. In a few weeks' time. And also we've secured a good one for next week as well, which I'll tell you about as the week goes on. It's going to be good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. What's going on, Chris?
Do you know what? I've been inspired by a Derren Brown episode that I've seen on TV.
Right.
And I thought I'd go out on the streets and do exactly what he did. And it's incredible what he does. Basically, there's a guy that he takes to the dogs and he's got his losing ticket and goes up to this counter just really confident and says, that is the winning ticket, and the people pay out. And basically what he's showing is that by being really confident in how you talk to people, you can get them to do whatever you want.
I think I've seen this one, or a little bit of it. I think we've got a clip here.
Yeah.
Me.
Hang on. Remember what I said. Look her right in the eye. This is a winning ticket.
This is the dog you're looking for. Thank you.
Fantastic.
What? You literally, he hits his slam the... And, this is the dog you're looking for.
Bam.
This is a winning ticket, and she pays out.
Do you have to hit the desk?
I think so. So I thought I would test this out myself. I'd go out on the streets and be confident and see if it works for me.
So you just got to be like, this is it. Like, super confident.
Yeah, see what I can get. I think it's a similar thing to, you know, when you turn up at a club and you want to get, if you're just very confident in going straight to the front of the queue, they will let you in. They'll think you're someone famous or something like that.
Or they'll just, if you've got enough balls and you're confident enough, generally they'll let you in.
Yeah.
I think. Okay, so let's try it.
I mean, I wanted to give this a go. So my first thought was, I'm hungry. I'll go get some food. I went to a cafe.
It's always like you to think about food first, isn't it?
Of course.
Okay, so we're at a cafe.
Yeah.
Hello, you're right. I will sit outside.
All right, so rather than asking, can I sit outside, you're stating, I will sit outside.
Yeah, because it was quite busy and I thought, well, I want to guarantee that I get a table outside because it's...
Hello, you're right. I will sit outside.
I will. To be honest, I don't think they'd have a problem with that.
No, maybe
there's
not.
Plenty of free tables.
But either way, she did put me on a table outside.
Right. That's not the biggest thing, though, to say, is it? It's like, I will sit outside. Okay, then, go for it.
So I was set up and I wanted to give my order, but I wanted to try and get something for free out of it. So I made my order.
Okay.
Can I just get some hash browns, please?
Just one portion of hash browns?
Yeah. And I will get an extra sausage. Okay? I will get an extra sausage. And... can I also get a skinny latte, please?
Oh, a skinny latte, is it?
Yeah, okay. Ooh. Well, it's only because I don't generally order many coffees, and that's what you always order, so I just went for that.
You've heard me ordering it too often, haven't you?
Yeah.
So I noticed a slight tap on the table there as the extra sausage was ordered.
Can I just get some hash browns, please?
Just one portion of hash browns?
Yeah, and I will get an extra sausage. Okay, I will get an extra sausage.
Will get an extra sausage.
So you see, my theory with this was that she would obviously charge me for the hash browns.
Yeah.
She would serve me the hash browns, but without realising, she'd put an extra sausage on the plate.
Oh, okay, but not charge you.
Exactly, so she'd go to the kitchen, and without realising, because I've insisted on it, in the back of her head, she'll just put that sausage on the plate.
Work for Darren Brown. Yeah. So here's you repeating your order.
So hash browns. And I will get a sausage. And a skinny latte.
Just one sausage, you want, yeah?
Just one, if that's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very authoritative.
Yes.
Very like, this is going to happen. I will get it.
Okay, I will get an extra sausage.
Okay, so you have your meal.
So it was lovely. Hash browns came out. Sure enough, sausage on there. I was like, brilliant. This has worked.
Brilliant. Okay.
And then it came to the point where I had to settle up and get the bill.
Okay.
And latte, yeah. There you go. Does that include the sausage? The sausage was 120. Oh. Oh, rubbish. Sorry, I thought the sausage was free.
No, you've got 120 plus 120.
Cool. All right. Have a nice day.
Oh, I didn't question it, though. Yeah, have a nice day, bye.
Absolute fail.
Rubbish. So it was 120.
Yeah, despite me being that confident, she still charged me for the sausage.
Sorry, I thought the sausage was free.
No, you've got 120 plus 120.
Cool, alright. Have a nice day.
Why didn't it work?
I don't know, because I thought I came
across
really...
You were banging the table, you came across really well.
But I wasn't too despondent from it. I thought, okay, well, look, that was first go. So next up, I thought I'd speak to my boss.
Oh, no.
And your boss as well.
Oh, no! The one that sits over there
that
we can see right in our eye line now behind us. Okay, so where are we at next?
So that didn't work. So I thought what I would do is I would go speak to our boss because
What do you want from him?
And I thought maybe what I did wrong with the cafe thing is I still wasn't quite strong enough with, you know, where I banged the table. Because there was lots of people around, I was a bit anxious about doing that so loud. But I thought maybe if that's where I'm going wrong, when I speak to our boss, I will really slam it down.
Which boss is it?
Andy.
Oh, God. Okay, let's hear that then.
Andy, have you got a minute?
Yeah, of course. Always for you.
So there's a few things coming up on the show this week.
Yeah.
And it's quite a busy week for us.
Okay.
But I will take Friday off.
I mean, it was false.
Oh, you're a lot stronger here, aren't you?
Mm.
Okay, let's hear that again.
Okay, but I will take Friday off.
This Friday?
Yeah, I will take it off.
Why?
Just because I need to take Friday off. Is that all right?
What do you need to do on Friday? Why do you need it off?
I'm just taking it off. It will just be off. No, forget that anyway. I'll be here on Friday. It's fine.
Sounds good to me.
Rubbish, it was all going really well.
I don't know how to do it.
What? You don't know how to do it, do you?
But I will take Friday off.
I really enjoyed the bang on the desk. What are you doing wrong here?
I think it will just... No, forget that anyway. I'll be here on Friday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, what are you saying about the raw baby name? We haven't really talked about
raw
this.
Raw baby name?
What are you saying?
Well, what would I call it, or what do I think
name?
What
do you think it's going to be?
Well, I don't think it's going to be Scott or... I mean, I think Chris would be a great...
No, I'm not being funny. You can't have Prince Chris.
No.
Prince Chris. Think about it. No. I mean, Christopher, yes, but it's not a royal name. I mean, it's going to be like George or Edward. I'd quite like Prince Albert.
Albert?
I think that would be nice.
Okay.
It would be good, wouldn't it? It's a good royal name. Mm. Or maybe just to know that Katie Hopkins, they could call it Tyrone.
She's that lady... I've seen the video of this that went on, was it This Morning or something like that? And ranted
and Holly
about,
Willoughby got really annoyed.
Ranted about names or... I mean, I love...
I would not never let my children play with somebody called that. Yeah, her.
But do you think that they're really going to name their child just to annoy someone called Katie Hopkins?
Prince Tyrone.
Wasn't she on The Apprentice?
Yes, she was.
Right in that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now she's off of arguing with Holly Willoughby.
She's just off of bitterness.
Yes. Also, the town crier got it wrong. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Quite a few of our listeners are saying that. So, including Richard, who emailed me. Quite a big mistake made by the town crier when he was announcing the birth of the royal baby. I believe he says it's the Queen's grandchild and Prince Charles's great-grandchild or something.
I think, it was like he said, he announced the baby as the Queen's third grandchild, which is wrong. It's the Queen's third great-grandchild.
Yes. Here he is.
Our new prince is the third grandchild of Her Majesty, the Queen.
Yeah, wrong.
And the great-grandchild of the Royal Highness, the Prince of Wales.
No, wrong.
Well done.
The great-grandchild of Prince of Wales. No, wrong. Wrong again.
It's
a lot of pressure, though, isn't it?
But it's a big gig, but step up, mate.
It's a bit like when... When he got all that pressure, you know, Barack Obama got it wrong when he was doing his oath. Do you remember that?
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
Yep. And then there was the bloke on the moon. He was supposed to say, a man.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
You can hear the pause in his voice.
Is that true?
Yeah, he's supposed to
he
say...
He got that wrong?
Yeah, yeah, he's supposed to say, a man, and he said man.
It's one small step for man.
Yeah.
I prefer for man.
I know, but that's because you've always known it as that. But it's supposed to be a man.
I did not know that.
And then there was an awful mix-up in Eurovision 2007.
Oh,
with...
this was amazing. I don't remember it, but I remember...
When the pressure's on, you can see why I get nervous giving out the results on Eurovision, right?
This was Fern Cotton and
yes,
Terry Wogan, wasn't it?
And there was a terrible mix-up.
And tonight, I can reveal the act that will represent the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland on May the 12th at Helsinki... will be 1, 2, 3, Cindy!
Oh!
Well
so,
done, everyone.
There were two possible winners. Terry said one, Fern said the other, at the same time.
1, 2, 3.
Different name!
Amazing.
And then my absolute favourite of getting it wrong. You had one job to do. Come on, you got it wrong. Was on Australia's Next Top Model. You must have seen this.
I don't think I have.
Oh, man, this is the best one. Okay, so she's about to announce the winner of the entire series of Australia's Next Top Model. The video of this is quite something.
So the winner and Australia's Next Top Model for 2010 is... It's you, Kelsey.
So Kelsey's won it! Yeah! The crowd go mad, Kelsey starts crying, everyone's cheering, and then...
Oh my God, I don't know what to say right now. I'm feeling a bit sick about this.
I don't know what to say. This is not. This was a complete accident. I'm so sorry. It's Amanda. I'm so sorry.
Oh no! On the final.
No. Oh no.
You had one job.
But I also, that woman, if you watch on the video, she's like, sorry, they tell me something different in my ear. Oh, that's right, love. Blame someone else.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Disclosure, I'm having a big chat with Phil and Alice tonight from 10 o'clock on BBC Radio 1. If you love Disclosure, be there at 10 o'clock tonight or catch it a bit later on BBC iPlayer. We're going on their show later this week. We need to talk about this. Phil and Alice.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I know that you've done it before. We're doing a DJ set at their bedroom party, aren't we?
We're doing it together, and I think we're going to do a very similar thing to before. Songs to sort of maybe lie down to.
Yeah, we're having songs to lie down to. Because it's that time of night, isn't it? That's kind of what you want at that time, I think. I don't think they play enough slow jams.
So last time you bailed on me quite last minute, so I was left to go it alone, and it was so much fun.
Yeah.
And then I did a little DJ set there, and I played Genuine Pony, Usher Climax,
yeah,
and Another Level. Oh, freak me.
Mm.
But you know those kind of songs, that's the point.
Another Level song would it be?
But I think that's our gimmick. And do you know what? It went down so well that I think we do it the same this time.
I mean, it's simple, effective. So this is on, can I just check my diary? Is it Thursday night?
Thursday evening.
Thursday night from 10 p.m, the return of Phil and Alice's bedroom party.
Do you know what's great about this? If you're at home, you can watch this as well. And
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's full on.
Yeah, I've got it down. 11 p.m, DJ set, Phil and Alice. Just on a scrap of paper there.
Yeah.
That's my diary. Cool, I'll see you there then on Thursday.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Can we lock the door, please?
I heard about this.
Yeah, I'm going to lock the door.
Come in, someone just texted me and say, Scott said he's going to lock you in the studio.
Well, no, it's just last week. It was absurd.
It was nuts.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely nuts. I've worked it out. I had like a massive large coffee before.
Really?
I think that could have been it. But then it was kind of your fault more and Zane Lowe.
It wasn't my fault.
Well, I think it was.
I was the innocent party.
Hang on a second, cuz. You were the ringleader.
Come on, fam. I was just minding my business, doing my thing, and then man just roll up in there, ambush the party.
Anyway,
ow!
Charlie Slough's here. He's on One Extra every day at 4 p.m. It's a good show. He's even got his own area code. That's how fat he is. And it's time.
Wait a minute! I'm so fat. I've got an area code.
Yeah.
What area code is this?
I don't know. Just got one.
F-A-T.
This is the most fattest show I've ever been on.
You're Scott, fattest.
You're the most fattest human being I've ever met in my life.
No, you're fattest.
No, you are. Listen, definitely fattest.
I want to go to the pub with you so you can go, Millsy, you're round. And I can go, no, you're round.
This is getting ridiculous.
You've worked on that. You've had that all week. That was good.
Thank you.
That was good.
All right, let's play Real or No Real. Charlie's on One Extra at 4 o'clock. I listen to your sloth pod now.
Do you?
Yeah, because I can't catch it live because I'm listening to Greg James on Radio 1.
Oh, sorry?
I listen to Greg James.
Do you?
On Radio 1.
I thought you listened to me.
On here. I catch up with you later.
Really?
When he's back in his hizzy.
In my hizzy house. I'm listening to you.
Becky, you guys are doing really well with the slang.
Thanks.
Yeah. This show's going to go down well at Christmas.
I can't wait for our Christmas show.
It's going to be amazing.
Seriously. Yeah. If the bosses are listening, make it happen.
What? Are you going to be like, yo, yeah, wow, I'm fam? You know them way there?
Yes. What?
You know them way there?
What?
Pardon?
I'm sorry, what was that?
No,
you know,
way there?
You know them way there?
What does that mean?
Like, you know what I'm saying?
All right. We'll just say that then.
That's nonsense.
No, you know them way there?
Not even words, Charlie.
It's you know them way there. You know
I will. What did you say then? Enunciate, man. You're on the BBC.
Come on, cuz.
Get noise way.
Come on, man. 2013.
We can all make noises on the radio.
It's 2013.
Anyway, I've not heard anything about the Christmas show yet.
No.
It's going to happen, though. We'll make it happen. Mm-hmm. Right, here's Real or No Real. It's a newborn baby Real or No Real today because we've got a new baby boy, a new royal. Where were you when you heard the news?
I was doing my radio show. It was born during my show. People's Prince and all that had to happen.
Yeah. Anyway, what about this lot?
His Royal Highness Prince Philip, the Queen's husband, did not attend the birth of Prince Charles and is thought to have been playing squash at the moment his son was born.
Oh, Philip used to love a bit of squash back in the day.
Mm.
Mm.
Can't see you playing squash.
Is that another fattest joke?
No, it's just a bit fast.
I am very, very
I think it's a bit
athletic.
Fast for you. Are you?
Have you not noticed how I've been wearing all these football strips recently?
I've got to say, you are. Have you been working out?
I've been working out, Rosie.
Well, I felt your arm the other day.
I'm, you know, just...
How come it's like all firm there and not firm there?
Because I do a lot of activities.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I was going to say, that it's rock hard there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Rock hard.
I like to change hands and stuff.
Yeah. But was Prince Philip having a good old game of squash when Charles was born?
I'd say this is quite likely.
Really?
But I don't actually know how to play squash. I sort of get the idea of it.
We should play squash. Let's go and play squash together.
I don't get it. Don't you just hit
the ball against the wall?
The wall.
And then you've got to keep getting it.
Yeah, but there's different lines and you've got to be above a line or something.
I don't know about that.
I do think it could be a sort of royalish game.
Really?
We
used to play that in the hood, because we never had no lines, though. We used to just hit the ball against the wall, and then man would just have to keep returning the ball.
That's just ball against the wall.
Rewind, pull up. You played squash in the hood.
Yeah. Big man thing.
He hits a ball against the wall. It's not squash.
It's squash, cuz. And then the one who don't get the ball on the rebound, you lose a point. And we used to play it with football as well. That's hard.
I did used to play that.
Yeah. Was you good at it?
It's when you've got quite a bit of space behind you and the ball goes right back and
you don't let the ball go right back. That's part of it. You've got to control it.
No, because it's one touch.
Absolutely no idea.
Anyway,
either of you are talking about. Prince Philip having a game of squash. Did that happen? Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh my gosh, that's a par, cuz.
It's what?
That's a par.
Oh, a pie, yeah, no, yeah, pie. No. Next.
Beyonce requested that her personal film crew be allowed to capture the arrival of her son, Blue Ivy Carter, and a lighting team was sent to rig up the maternity suite 2 days in advance.
Quite right, too. You want the best lighting when you're giving birth.
Yeah. I would have worked on that camera crew for free.
Yeah.
I would have just...
So what...
Totally.
Who are the parents again?
Hello.
The blue.
Who are the parents again?
So this is the Beyonce, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
Right. Okay.
Gave birth to Blue Ivy.
I've got an exclusive interview with Jay-Z.
Have you when?
I think we're going to play it today.
What do you mean you think?
I'm not sure. We're just trying to get clearance at the minute.
I thought Zane Lowe had it.
Yeah.
Are you joking? Is this one of your lies?
No, we sneaked one in under the radar. We're going to play it out today. I think we're going to play one today, one tomorrow, and then one on Friday.
Where did you find him?
Huh?
Where did you meet him?
Jay's my boy, isn't it?
I remember, where'd you meet him?
I thought you were lying.
You just ring him up.
Jay's my boy, cuz. I just hollered at him. I was like, yo, Jay, feel a little bit, you know, left out that you done an interview with Zane, didn't holler at me, and thought he was homies and that.
You're making this up.
Listen to the show from 4, find out.
What? Find out if you're lying or not, because you're making...
I'm not making... Do you think I'm a liar?
No.
No.
I call you a lot of things, not a liar.
No.
Not
fat.
A liar.
You call me fat, call quite, you fat a lot. You do quite a lot. Quite a lot. Was that you that shouted fatty earlier?
Who shouted fatty?
Was that you? Be honest, Scott. Come on.
No, when?
Earlier, when I was walking down a corridor, someone shouted, Faye! And then I looked around and no one was there.
Absolutely not. I wouldn't stoop that low. Yeah. I'd do it on air. So, Beyonce gave birth to a beautiful girl called Blue Ivy, but did she give birth on a film set? She does have cameras following her around all the time.
I think we may have accidentally said that Blue Ivy was their son as well, which is obviously wrong. No. I don't think they would have had cameras.
This is no real. Jay-Z wouldn't have that, cuz. He'd be like, lad out of him.
Yeah.
You'd be like,
no, that's my thing.
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
There we go.
Yeah.
What about this one, though? It's all about babies today.
Royal babies are traditionally given many middle names to honour their ancestors. When the future King George IV was born, he was christened with the longest ever royal title. Prince George Charles Philip Arthur Edward Spencer Felsted Fortescue Herbivore Middlemarch Proudlock Asquith Saxe Coburg.
Oh, my word.
Wow.
Charlie Sloth, what is your middle name, please?
Can't tell you that.
Why not,
honestly, I'll tell you what it is.
Go on, then.
Don't laugh.
Is it Tarquin?
No, it's not. Don't laugh. This is a true story, by the way.
Is it Jeffrey?
It's not Jeffrey. I'll give you one more guess.
Ponsonby.
You'll never get it. You'll never in a million years get it.
Helen.
Do you know what it is? It's International Prince.
I'm
not joking.
Shut up. Show me your driving license.
Right, come here. Look.
Let me call your mum right now. She's not going to say International Prince.
She's got. That's what she called me. I used to get the mick ripped out of me at school for it. Look.
Show me.
Like, let's not read the second name. Yeah. Charlie, International Prince.
Oh, my word.
Can I just have
that
a look
is
at that?
My name.
Can I see?
That's my name.
Can I see?
There, of course you can. Don't read the second name. Though.
What? Because it's Helen.
It's not Helen. I don't want people to know.
Look at that at the bottom there. He's not wrong.
That's my
His
name.
Middle name is International Prince.
My middle name is That's, International Prince.
That is incredible.
Yeah, see? I told you.
And did your parents give you that?
My mum, sadly.
So she always knew?
She called me International Prince. Imagine getting picked up from school and your mum's there, International Prince, come on, over here. It's tea's on.
Is your mum from the north?
No, we know this. No, Liverpool.
She's from Liverpool.
Oh, yeah, of course she is.
Yeah.
Sorry, I forgot.
And then when you're getting called out of school, because it's not actually my middle name, it's my name.
Yeah.
It's like my name is Charlie International Prince.
Sloth.
Sloth. So at school, at the register, Charlie Prince International Prince. I swear. At school, it's be Charlie International Prince. Yes, mate.
Whoa, oh. So, International Prince.
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's my name.
International Prince.
Quite sad, isn't it?
But. George VI had the longest name. Prince George, Charles, Philip, Arthur, Edward, Spencer, Felstead, Fortescue, Herbivore, Middlemarch, Proudlock, Asquith, Saxe, Coburg.
That's a sick name, cuz. Imagine how long his bank card was.
Isn't it?
They get posher as they go on. I'm saying real.
I'm going to say real as well.
That one is no real.
Oh. No, we made that up, mostly with the surnames of the cast of Made in Chelsea.
Who's called Mid-March?
Middlemarch.
Middlemarch.
Don't know. You know Peter Alice?
When I try and do the long lick, something messy always happens.
That's BBC One Golf there. Peter Alice.
The long lick.
Yeah, he's from Innuendo. Well, he's not only from Innuendo Bingo, but he does the golf and does a lot of things that make it on Bingo.
Oh. Dad, concentrate. See, he's fiddling about with this 14-incher. That's where the round stakes are going.
But is this real or no real?
BBC golf commentator Peter Alice weighed 14 pounds, 11 ounces at birth, which set the record at the time for Europe's fattest baby.
That is so fast.
Well, no, you're fattest.
No, though. You are most definitely fattest. Scottish.
Were you more than 14 pounds?
I think I was like 7 pounds, I think, when I was born.
Get out.
Charlie, is that...
Charlie, if your middle name is Charlie International Prince, it does actually spell chips.
That is so rude. That is so rude.
Oh, yeah, it spells chips.
No, it doesn't. It does. Where's the H come from?
Yes, good point.
Okay, yeah, thank good you. Point. Okay, we just wanted it to spell
fattest
chips.
Fattest listener.
You're fattest.
You're the fattest folk I've ever met.
Peter, fattest folk. Peter
but
Alice.
You're still technically the best looking fat man in the world. That's what you always proclaimed yourself
to be.
I mean,
have you met anyone else that's fat and as good looking as me?
No. I still haven't. See, I toyed with James Corden for a while, but not as good looking as you.
He's not. He's got a great sense of humour, but he's not. I mean, like, symmetrically, I'm pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you match up both sides.
Both sides.
Yeah.
And that's what makes a beautiful person. Did you
Absolutely,
know that?
I know. Yeah.
And my eyebrows move the same way and everything.
Show me.
Oh, wow. Look at that. See that?
They're like, fine eyebrows.
They're turning into M's.
Yeah.
But Peter Alice, did he weigh 14 pounds, 11 ounces, being Europe's fattest baby?
I want to say that's true, you know.
14 pounds. That's
big, isn't it?
Seems too much to me, I think. I'm going to say no real.
I want to say real.
That one is real.
What? That's real?
Is he fat now? Is he really fat?
He's chunky. No, he's not that big.
No?
He's not as big as you.
What are you trying to say, cuz?
That's what you're saying, cuz. Okay, at the end of that, real or no real?
Do you know what? It's a draw. 20 all. 20 apiece. 2020. Whatever you call it.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Hopefully we'll have some news on our Christmas show soon.
Hopefully.
I'll let you go and have your pre-show snack. And
how long has he got, Scott? He's got about five minutes.
I've seen you. He's quite a light eater.
Am I?
Yeah, it gets light. You start eating.
You've been working on these all week, haven't you, Scott?
Yeah.
You don't roll.
It's part of my routine. Yeah.
You know, it's just how we roll, Scott.
Oh, leave it.
You're round. No, you're round. So those were the lols that we had on Tuesday. If you subscribe, you'll get this podcast every day. Just hit Scott Mills Daily subscribe and you'll get it. We're back on Radio 1 tomorrow live from 1 p.m. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.